You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, coming up to the end of 2012, aren't we? A year that will always be remembered for the Olympics here in East London. Well, maybe you love the spectacle and the razzmatazz that went with it. Or maybe you saw the whole thing as an inconvenience we can ill afford. But whatever you made of the Games themselves, here in East London, it was always about something a bit more than just a few weeks of sporting events. Legacy. And that's the word that's been bandied around. It goes right the way back to the original bid document, and it was presented to the International Olympic Authorities that led to London being awarded the 2012 Games. And the word legacy seems like it rolls off the tongues of politicians whenever they talk about the Olympics or East London. We even have a London Legacy Development Corporation, yeah? But the question is, what promises have been made and are they being kept, yeah? And are ordinary people here in East London going to benefit from all this, yeah? Well, here to look at these issues, we're joined out live in the studio by Ellen Vanderhoven, who's been researching into London 2012 and its legacy for East London. Ellen, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
No problem. Hello.
Well, Ellen, I'll tell you what, let's start off. But I mean, when they talk about legacy and stuff like that, I mean, the most obvious thing to do with legacy is things like all these stadiums they built. They built these stadiums specifically for the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this one. Maybe it's the most complicated one in a way. The actual Olympic Stadium itself. Yeah. What was promised for that and what's going to happen to that?
Well, this has been one of the most controversial aspects of the Olympic Park itself. It's been the downfall of many a chair of the London Legacy Development Corporation. We were promised a permanent tenant for the stadium, that it would be used as the base, most likely for a football club, but not necessarily. Also, that it would be open for the community to use, that this would help engage local residents in sporting activities that perhaps they weren't aware of or before or didn't have the facilities for before. But sadly, the progress with the Olympic Stadium has been less than desirable.
Still haven't decided what to do with it yet, have they? They're still arguing and bickering about it. I can't believe it. Yeah?
I know. It is quite shocking. Obviously, it's difficult because we've had all the controversy over having the track in between
Could you just explain something about that? Yeah, because wasn't there a promise that it was going to remain an athletics track as well?
Well, part of the plans involved in actually building the stadium was to keep this athletic track, which currently exists between the central field area and the seating. Unfortunately, most of the football clubs who are interested in the stadium as a new venue would like to get rid of that athletic track because they're concerned that it keeps a distance between the spectators.
Yeah, that's what a lot of local people, like West Ham fans like myself, are saying, no, we don't really want, you're going to be miles and miles back from the action, you just won't get any atmosphere there. That is really the issue surrounding that, isn't it?
But then,
have they found a way around it? Yeah.
Well, they're still in the process of negotiating, obviously, but the problem is you've also got the conflicting interests of people who really would love to have such a high-quality athletic track in the area, and that there are plenty of kids who'd love to be involved with athletics and field and track events through the stadium. So you have got these conflicting perspectives, things that people want from the space, attempting to resolve it, particularly with West Ham, and hopefully soon it will be resolved.
But yeah. I think, to me, it seems, I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but it seems to me this is something they should have looked at before they built the stadium.
That could be said about many things related to the Olympics.
I suppose maybe it's all done a bit of a rush and stuff like that. They all got carried away with their enthusiasm. Okay, the other one, of course, it was very popular during the Games itself, the Velo Park, where all the cycling goes round and round and things like that. I haven't actually visited it myself, but I've heard it's absolutely fantastic facility. What's going to happen to that?
Well, that's continuing as a permanent facility, which will be open for local people to use.
Shall I be able to go down there with my bike and have a go around it, will I?
In theory.
I'll go down with my Boris bike. I'll get my Boris bike, yeah, put in my key, get down there, and I'll go round and round on my Boris bike.
Yeah, I mean, there is the reality of the fact that the velodrome is a very specialist form of facility. And I think, to be honest, what they're pushing in terms of use of permanent facilities for the local community is they're pushing the aquatic centre in particular.
Right, okay.
But even that has its flaws. For example, there have been concerns that you can't insert slides for kids, make it a bit more fun. It's very professional, and that's kind of the flaw with a lot of these things, is they've made all sorts of promises about opening it up to the community. But at heart, it's an Olympic venue, which is made for the Olympics.
And they have actually started work on that already, haven't they? They've taken some of the wings off the side. They've started to if you go past there along Stratford High Street, you can see they've taken the wings where the seating was. So they've kind of cut it down a bit. But the pools are going to remain, yeah? And who's going to be running it? Has that been decided yet?
I believe that it's been decided for all of the venues apart from the Olympic Stadium.
Okay, so that one's been sorted out.
Yeah, in terms of management.
Right.
But the exact details of how it's going to play out is...
Can you go down there with your leisure card? Can you get discounted, you know, things because, you know, you're unemployed or whatever? Mm-hmm. Will it be affordable?
Well, I understand the Mayor of Newham has said that... the aquatic centre will be the same price as local facilities.
Okay, no, I hadn't heard that before. Okay.
I listened to an interview with him and he came down to an event at Community Links. And I have heard that been said from the horse's mouth, at least from the council, that is the aim. But then again, that was in agreement with Daniel Moylan, the former chair of the London Legacy Development Corporation, which it's since changed to Boris Johnson, who has his own agenda.
Right, so okay.
I can't guarantee that.
Yeah. We only know what people tell us, don't we?
Yes,
and things
exactly.
like that. So we'll wait and see. When's that due to open? Do you know, is that fairly soon?
It's the first parts of the park will reopen in 2013.
Right.
And there'll be a big event on the anniversary of when the Olympics actually open, so in July. And that's when most of the permanent venues will reopen, to my understanding.
All right, except the stadium itself. I know that keeps on being put back and back and back because they don't even know what they've got to do with it yet, let alone open it. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. The other thing, of course, housing. Now, the most obvious thing about housing on the Olympic Park is, of course, the Olympic Village, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Where all the athletes say the athletes' village and things. What's going to happen to that?
Well, that will be the first area to reopen in 2013. It will become known as East Village instead of the Athletes' Village. And it will be converted into 2,800, roughly, homes.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot. Roughly half of which will be run by a housing association. So there will be social rent houses or affordable housing. And the other half, which are owned by the Qatari Sovereign Wealth Fund and will be rented out privately.
Right, okay.
Which is less accessible. But actually the plans, the housing association, which will take over the affordable half of the East Village, is Triathlon Homes. And their plans are actually very interesting and quite progressive. There is government legislation which now means that affordable housing is not as affordable as it once was.
Yes, this word affordable, it's got a legal meaning as well as an everyday meaning, mm-hmm. isn't it? Because, I mean, when they say affordable, when somebody says, oh, these homes will be affordable, what could they mean by it?
Well, under the new legislation, which is the affordable rent model, for example, a two-bedroom flat in Newham at £760 per month would be deemed affordable.
Well, that's not affordable.
It's not affordable.
It's not affordable by me, for instance,
and
a lot of other people, I'm sure.
So Triathlon Homes have actually...
Who comes up with this idea that that's affordable? I mean, you'd have to be earning... How much would you have to be earning? A hell of a lot of money to think, oh, 760 quid, pay that out. Yeah, you'd have to be earning
a
lot of money, wouldn't you?
A lot of money. So there has been a lot of criticism that this new national policy will undermine the housing efforts in East London.
Yes.
Because it's just not in line with what people's reality is. But Triathlon Homes have made a good commitment to keeping the prices at least a bit lower than that, and quite a lot at social rent. So there are opportunities in that area, but future areas that are going to open up in the park with housing have less...
Oh, is they're going to build a lot more, are they? Yeah.
The East Village is the first area to reopen, but there will be five new neighbourhoods in the Olympic Park that open later on, and they have less affordable housing in them in terms of percentage.
Okay, in terms of the amounts, right. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think whether I mean less affordable in terms of the amount of money you'll have to pay for them.
Maybe both.
And how many homes are we talking about there? I mean, is it a lot? It's over quite a period of time, long period of time,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we're talking 20 years for everything to be finished. But
there's a lot of water going to go under the River Lee between now and then, as well, isn't it? So a lot of changes could happen, aren't
there? Yeah, but the idea is around 8,000 homes in the rest of the park, plus your nearly 3,000 in the East Village.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is. That's and a lot of it will be family housing, so three bedrooms and above, gardens, that sort of thing. But it's all a question of how accessible it is to local people, because it's all very well building lovely new family homes, but if people who actually live around here can't move into them, then
is.
Why have the Olympics in East London after all?
Well, there's always been that thing, isn't there? Is it just being plonked in the middle of East London, or is this going to be part of East London? Is it going to be flowing outside and things like that? You know, that is an issue. The other thing is, of course, in terms of housing and the way that the Olympics is just on the Olympic, well, I think they call it the Olympic Park fringes, because, of course, the Carpenters Estate. And, of course, regular listeners to the show will remember, you know, we've spoken to different people who live on the Carpenters Estate. On various issues, but in particular, the University College London, I think they've now actually got planning permission, haven't they, or outline planning permission to build a college on top of their estate, and everybody's going to have to move out, or a lot of people are going to have to move out. I mean, yeah.
Definitely a controversial issue. I'm actually a student at UCL myself.
Oh, okay.
And I have been to a few of the meetings where residents from Carpenters Estate have come down to the university to tell us about what's going on. There's a very big student group who are supporting residents in the area.
Yeah.
And it's such a delicate issue, because some would argue that actually a university is the kind of development that would be a great thing for East London. It's better perhaps than another Westfield type shopping mall. But at the same time, the decision of Newham Council that the Carpenters Estate is an area to be offered up for development, and that instead of rejuvenating what is already there, it would be better to, you know, demolish the whole thing and start from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone would agree. I mean, the people in Carpenters as well would agree. It's definitely lacked investment, and there's needs some money going. Something needs to change. You can't just carry on the way they're going. That's for sure. But the question is, I suppose, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Of course. And there's a lot of debate over, they've been offered right to return, to come back. If and when the development takes place, they'll be able to come back to newly built houses there.
Right.
But there's been a lot of controversy with right to return in previous examples of this kind of development. It often doesn't actually happen.
Right.
So people are obviously, understandably, quite scared that their home will be taken away, they'll be relocated somewhere else, and they won't be able to come back, or at worst, they might not even be properly relocated.
Of course, the other issue, jobs. Very heavily criticised in the lead up to the Olympics, in that local people were promised they were going to get lots of construction jobs and things like that. Didn't happen. I'm not saying nobody got a job down there, but, you know, it was mainly people being brought in from outside to come and work here. How about in terms of the much longer-term future, in terms of legacy, in terms of jobs? What do you think in terms of that?
Well, one of the big flaws in the employment legacy plans was the fact that it was all based on getting people jobs at the Games, which would boost their CV, boost their experience, and then they would be supported into the future to help with long-term employment. As you said, people around this area really haven't felt that they ever got a job linked to the Olympics in the first place. So that kind of leaves the plans falling flat on their face. You can't support someone into long-term employment if you haven't helped them in the first place. There have been some successful programs, not to say that nothing has worked, but equally there have been a number of programs, especially some of the Mayor of London's flagship programs, which got off to a late start, which had significantly underspent, so the money actually wasn't invested in the end. And the knock-on effects have been minimal. The main impact seems to be through Westfield.
Yeah, but of course, Westfield's always quoted as one, says, oh, look at the jobs it's created there. But of course, people always said to me, well, it's not really much to do with the Olympics, is it?
No, I mean, arguably, if it weren't for the Olympics, Westfield wouldn't be the success it is. I mean, I heard Conor McCauley speaking the other week.
Conor McCauley.
Member of Newham Council for Urban Regeneration.
Okay, yeah, councillor, yep.
Yeah. There we were discussing Westfield development, and he was saying that although the plans were in place prior to the Olympics, he felt they wouldn't have gone ahead if the Olympics hadn't been there to counteract the economic crisis. There was a lot of fear around big developments, big investments at that time, but knowing that the Olympics were coming to the area,
it was the catalyst that kept
them in there.
Interesting enough, they're building one in Croydon at the moment, aren't they? There's no Olympics down there. But anyway, that's another matter.
Yeah.
That's all together. Of course, the other big one, of course, is the Olympic Media Centre as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's happening down there? It's that massive, great big building where all the people who are doing all the broadcasting, stuff like that. Not us, of course. We were stuck down here in Face Gate. But they're all doing. What's happening to that? It's a massive building. What's happening to that?
Well, iCity have won a contract to take over the Media
Centre. That's that company, is it? Yeah.
And it will be used as a media space. Again, the idea is that there's supposed to be some kind of community involvement. I don't necessarily mean in terms of community radio, but that people will be able to get jobs in there, and it will become a nationally important media centre.
Okay.
But again, as far as I'm aware, the plans aren't completely finalised, or at least not in the public realm. But they have definitely won the bid. That's definitely going ahead. And the idea is to make sure that it has some kind of local and national benefit.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to have to go to the break now.
No, of course.
Actually, what I want to do is Final thing here. I mean, do you think that ordinary people in East London, and look back in 20 years' time, yeah, 20 years' time, I'll invite you back, you come back in 20 years' time, right? Yeah? And do you think they're going to say, Olympics, best things ever happened round here? Or they're going to say, oh, it's a wasted opportunity, it's a waste of time. What do you think they're going to, people are going to say in 20 years' time?
I think it really depends. I would say probably from an employment perspective, people will be disappointed. Potentially, housing could go really well. It all depends how the Olympic Park takes shape and whether that spreads out and whether they keep to their commitment to social housing. And there's signs that the sporting legacy are going to do really, really well. So people, you know, there's a lot of young people locally getting involved with that, being really enthusiastic. But I do definitely feel that this was a big pot of money that's gone into East London. And now on, national and local government, they're going to move on. There's other areas of London, other areas of the country which need money too. They're saying, hey, it's our turn now. And I'm just a little concerned that East London will be neglected as a consequence. You've had your billions, get over it. Without much real effect.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellen van der Hoven, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? Because after the break, we've got a special report on fishtails from Alaska. You'll stay for that, won't you?
Definitely will.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
के बिजनेस को चार चांद लगाने के लिए आज ही न्यू साउंड रेडियो को फोन करें। फोन 02084729